This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
Throughout the unfolding saga of the Brian Koberger trial, we've all seen countless strategic moves, some tactical, others desperate, and many somewhere in between. But as we approach the courtroom showdown, one critical aspect remains a mystery. How will Brian Koberger himself come across to the jury? To date, he's maintained a stoic, cold presence during preliminary hearings, a demeanor his defense team attributes to autism, or to put it bluntly, resting emotionless face, or resting bitch face, depending how you look at it or call it. But whatever the reason, juries are human, and humans respond strongly to emotional cues or lack thereof. It raises the question, could Koberger's own personality inadvertently become his worst enemy in court? Recently, we've witnessed the judge firmly dismissing various defense motions from denying the trial to delaying the trial to introducing alternate suspects, signaling a clear intent to move forward swiftly. Now, with a few cards left to play, the defense might need to address Koberger's unsettling courtroom presence head on, either by explaining his mannerisms or even trying to coach him on displaying more relatable behaviors. But isn't that, is it a bit much? Is it even realistic? Can you truly coach someone to appear more human, empathetic, or at least relatable? Especially in the pressure cooker environment of a murder trial? Or as our guest today argues, is attempting to mask your true self a dangerous and untimely ineffective game? To explore this complex question, I'm joined again by Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and former chief of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin has extensive experience not only in reading people's subtle behaviors and intentions, but also in understanding the immense challenges of maintaining false personas. Now, okay, they can't argue third party. They can't, there's no delay going on here anymore. I mean, the evidence that we've seen is pretty damning. Koberger, from what we know and what we've seen, doesn't really play that well, I think, in a courtroom to a jury. At least we haven't seen him in front of a jury yet, but he's just very kind of stoic, silent. I know that they're trying to make excuses for it, of the autism and all that, but you think they should maybe do a little intervention there, a little like, look, we know you don't naturally, show emotion like human beings do, but can we give you a human lesson for a little while and just try and even act it, fake it till you make it in front of the jury so you don't look like the cold, calculating monster that you very well might be? Do you think that there should, you think they will, and do you think they should try and work with Koberger a little bit to be a little bit more likable in court? Because right now you just kind of got a cold body sitting there.
You can't.
No.
We are who we are. Our baseline is our baseline. And even though we might be able to control our baseline for limited periods of time, over a period of time that exhausts us, I did a lot of undercover work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you the emotional energy drain of trying to be someone you're not over a period of time is exhausting and unsustainable. And just look at this in politics. We see this in politics all the time. You see someone politicking on the stump or on commercials, and yet when they get in office, they turn into, after a period of time, they're nothing like they we saw here, because the act is gone. It's an act. If you're acting, it's extremely energy draining. And also at this point, people have seen him enough to know that it would be an act, and it would come across as extremely incongruent, extremely disingenuous. I think, so I do a lot of coaching with people that say, you know, Robin, what do I do if I have what's called natural resting angry face? And if you can't do anything about it, you simply say, well, then you what's called negate the frame. And that's what she's trying to do with the autism. What that means is that if you have a certain look or way about you that you know is off-putting, the first thing you can do to engender trust is say, listen, I know that I have this natural listening, you know, resting angry face. Just know when I'm doing this, this is actually my code for letting you know non-verbally, I'm really paying attention to you. I'm sorry that I look this way, but it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little smile, you get a little reaction. And then now we know that anytime we see Robin doing this, you know, he's not angry. He's just paying attention. So the best thing you can do is negate that frame. So here's the frame in who what you're going to see. I'm going to negate what you're seeing by giving an explanation before you see it.
Yeah, I hear you. That makes a lot of sense. My girlfriend calls it RBF, resting bitch face. Because
I didn't want to use that word, but yes, that's what I called it.
Because actually, and then on our first date, she said that to me. She's like, I just want you to know. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I still really haven't seen it. I'm like, you look pretty nice every time. but I get it. Like some people, you know, some people will perceive that, and that's a good important thing to do. The autism thing, though, I mean, if they can't introduce that into the trial at all, how are they going to say it? Just like, look, he has that. He has RBF.
I don't know how she would do it or whether it plays well. What I would do, I am not a lawyer. I would say, listen, welcome to during opening statements is, here's who I am. Here's who my client is. My client has spent his career in education as a professional educator, is getting his PhD. And as such, he's got a certain way that he looks and how he interacts with the world. He's very stoic. He's very this. In other words, I would explain what the look is and what it actually means without giving a technical or clinical diagnosis. Says, listen, he's got resting bitch face because he's not actually bitchy. He's not actually a serial killer.
Yeah.
He's just really focused on what we're all saying.
Ignore the fact that he's acting and looking like a serial killer and he's on trial for being one. But just because he looks and acts like one doesn't mean he is one.
So on a sidebar on this, you know, what really struck me, because last week we talked about we talked about Rex Heuermann.
Yeah.
And we watched the Peacock special with Asa and the daughter, Victoria, and Rex himself. We heard Rex speak in that.
Yeah.
And then and part of that was we saw some film footage of BTK. All I was thinking is the entire time was, well, BTK and Rex Heuermann, as off-putting as Rex looks, when you talk to him, when you hear him speak, he's actually not off-putting.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking is that, wow, you have both BTK and Rex Heuermann look a lot more nice and congenial than he does.
They actually do.
I know. And, like, BTK, kind of a charming looking guy. You know, it just...
And when he speaks pretty eloquently.
Yeah, I know.
You know, at least he did.
And that's why... Poor Koberger, man. He's got a lot going against him.
They were also much older than him too. Like, it makes you wonder, like, if Koberger had some more reps in life, like, would he have been that person after that, or did he just get caught far too young?
Well, you know, it's what makes a successful serial killer is their charm. You know, it's why they were doing it. Again, think about it. It's why they got away with what they were doing. But again, Rex, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, what makes people successful at their careers is the maturity level and your ability to compel people to do things that are not in their best interest. It comes down to personality.
I don't think Koberger possessed that trait. And I think that would, that's another thing. That's why he got caught. I think it's why he, I don't think would ever have been a successful serial killer.
So let's, you know, so here's a little thought experiment. Both BTK and Rex Heuermann interacted with their victims before they were victimized.
Yeah.
Correct?
Rex Heuermann and BTK.
Some level.
To you know, some whether, level, yes.
Prostitution. I mean, he actually, you know, even BTK Rex was a prostitute.
BTK stalked. There's so many in his case. I would imagine there was at least one that there was some sort of interaction, I believe.
Yeah, so. I was just only because, you know, what I'm my thought experiment was both of them, because they had more congenial personalities, that they had the ability to actually form some sort of connection in their stalking or with anyone that they're potentially assessing as victims. Again, innocence will proven guilty. You know, Koberger, lack of social ability, lack of social skills, no interaction with the victims ahead of time. So maybe that.
I think that's a big difference. I mean, all allegedly, obviously, innocence will proven guilty, yes. But yeah, I mean, being BTK, I mean, although he wasn't super. He was pretty normal in his community. He didn't like, I mean, if he showed up at your doorstep, you know, in a uniform, you'd probably let him in. He says, oh yeah, that's the guy that gets the dogs. You know, he wasn't super, he didn't appear very threatening.
Right.
He just didn't.
Rex, and even with Rex Heuermann, Rex Heuermann has an off-putting look.
But when you hear him talk, and there was that interview he did about the architecture stuff.
Yeah.
He seemed like a pretty affable guy. Like, he's wearing sunglasses, doing some silly stuff.
His best friend thought so, too.
Yeah. Koberger, that didn't exist. I think he was just awkward, awkward, awkward. And I think that was his biggest struggle in life, and probably partially what maybe drove him to this.
I agree.
Is just that, is no matter what he did, no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't act human. And other humans noticed that. Fascinating insights there from Robin Dreeke, and perhaps a sobering reminder that no matter how calculated courtroom strategies may be, they inevitably collide with human realities. Robin's point about the exhaustion and futility of maintaining an artificial persona under prolonged scrutiny is particularly striking. It suggests that any attempt to coach Koberger into appearing more empathetic or relatable would probably backfire spectacularly. Potentially, it could make some jurors even more uneasy. But another intriguing takeaway is Robin's advice to openly acknowledge and explain Koberger's demeanor rather than trying to mask it. Could Ann Taylor effectively address this to a jury? Framing Koberger's lack of emotional display not as sinister coldness, but as simply who he is? Quirky, socially awkward, academic, misunderstood rather than malicious? Or is he exactly that? And that's why he looks that way, and that's why he acts that way. It's a risky gamble, but perhaps less risky than attempting a courtroom performance doomed to fail. Robin's comparison of Koberger with other infamous figures like BTK or Rex Heuermann adds yet another dimension to the discussion. Those killers, one is convicted, one is still, you know, allegedly Huberman, disturbingly able to bend their communities precisely and blend into them because of their superficial charm or ability to connect socially, qualities Koberger noticeably lacks. Could this key difference in personality and social skills partially explain why Koberger, unlike others, was quickly identified and arrested? As the trial moves forward, the interplay between evidence, narrative, and the defendant's own behavior will become increasingly more critical. Jurors will inevitably form opinions not just on evidence presented, but on the subtle human interactions and behaviors unfolding before their eyes in court. Ultimately, Koberger's awkward, unsettling presence might underscore a deeper truth. In the high-stakes environment of criminal trials, genuine human behavior, whether charming, troubling, or deeply uncomfortable, often becomes just as influential as forensic details and legal arguments. Thanks again to Robin Drake for helping us unpack these complex psychological dimensions. Tell me what you guys think of what we just talked about in the comments section on YouTube. And if you're listening to us on the podcast platform, please do check us out on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Hit subscribe there as well. Hopefully you've already hit it on the podcast platforms. Check us out on YouTube, hit subscribe, and then let us know what you think. You can even get on commenting on this stuff before everybody else. Get yours to the top. Keep it there when you become a premium subscriber on YouTube. We just started that. And with that, you guys get access to all of our videos, all of our reporting, everything before we release it out to the public. Now, there's a lot of things that we release literally as they happen. And that goes out, you know, they can't advance that one. We can't look into the future. But we do a lot of reporting that we put out with a little bit of time because it doesn't need to go out at that moment. Interviews, discussions, things of that nature. You get access to all of that. Some of our look back type pieces as well, where we look at cases from the past and dive deep into what made them happen. You get all of that in advance and as part of your membership. Just check it out over on YouTube. We do greatly appreciate that. There's an Apple version of it as well on Apple Podcasts if you want to just do the audio side of things. Either way, we greatly appreciate that support. So please do press subscribe. And like I said, most importantly, tell me what you think in the comments section. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco. How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco. How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco. How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco. Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started, visit your local Maaco today, get the free estimate, and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh! Better get Maaco.